Welcome to Chef Special on the Bleav Podcast Network. This is Patrick Honeywell. On today's podcast, Master French Baker Nicolas Nyoner shares a recipe and some tips on making French brioche using sourdough and a touch of honey. He also talks about developing a keto pizza, which he showed at the recent International Pizza and Artisan Bakery Expos. All right, Nicolas, you know, it was so cool to bump into you at the Artisan Bakery Show / Pizza Expo.
That was a nice surprise to see you there.
Same. So now you're there representing with Eurogerm, but tell me about that show. I mean, you were there doing demos. Walk me through how you set up something like that. That was pretty cool at your booth.
Well, thank you very much. So yeah, we've been preparing that show for a month before. Mm-hmm. So we thought it was interesting for us, for Eurogerm USA to be part of this show, because there is more and more artisan bakers, there's more and more home bakers, and I think we can work with them, create like what they're looking for, the recipe they're looking for. So it was a great opportunity. We met a lot of people, actually, home bakers, of pizza shop owners and stuff like that. It was very interesting.
Mm. Yeah, it was a great show in Las Vegas. It was cool. You know, So you were doing, I know it was an artisan bakery show, but it was the Pizza Expo. I mean, the Pizza Expo is really big. So I know you did a keto style pizza. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So that's funny. Yeah, I had this idea to create a keto pizza because I think it's very trendy to eat healthy stuff, keto, high protein, or like gluten free or. So I had this idea to do that keto pizza. Actually, there is like 2 gram net carbs for a whole pie, which is very low. Hmm. So that was very interesting. It was very challenging because keto usually is not a product you're craving for. Like, it's not very tasty because of course you're removing all the flour, all the carbs. So you kind of lose the tasty part of it, but that was very challenging. So I had this idea of having that base and fold it like a croissant. So put some butter in it, folding, and it gives a nice taste to it. And actually at the end, it was pretty tasty. Yeah. And people were surprised and were like, oh, that's keto. Wow. That's very good.
Yeah. That's awesome. Keto is so trendy right now. It's crazy.
Very trendy, yeah, especially in your part, like in California. And yes, there's a lot of people. We had a lot of Californian customers, mm-hmm, looking for keto, looking for all these healthy
food options. Yeah. Well, one of the options that you were showing wasn't maybe so healthy. It was kind of like a German cheese donut ball or something, but it was awesome.
Yeah, so that's a product we discovered recently. So it's a quark bolchon. I talked about that on my social media, and people love that. It was, because it's very unique, actually. Mm-hmm. And every time I was seeing a customer, I mean, someone in the show, I was telling him, like, you have to try that and you'll let me know. And every time, positive feedback, good feedback, like, oh, surprise. Because actually, yeah, it's a donut made out of cream cheese. So the bite is very soft and very unique. The taste is very different from a donut, and it's just very unique.
So yeah, I'd say they're kind of habit form. I mean, I tried one. I go, oh, nice. I started to walk away. Then I turn and go, wait. I think I don't quite know what to say about this. Let me try it again.
Yes, exactly. You tried it, and So did you like it?
I loved it. It was killer. Yeah. It was killer. Yeah. So let me ask you though. So you're from France, and would keto, like a keto pizza or that German cheese ball, how would that go over in France, do you think?
Actually, the keto diet is not very popular in France. Mm-hmm. There is not a lot of supplier who propose keto food, or it's not very popular for some reason. I don't really know why. I think in European culture, we are used to like eat pretty healthy, actually. So I don't know if it, but like gluten-free, high protein, that's definitely a big trend down there. But not really keto. The German cheese,
Yeah, how about that German cheese ball?
So yeah, so that comes from a part of Germany. So it's very popular in Germany, but not much in France, not much in Italy. It's a very German product. Like every other country, they have their own secret products, and unfortunately, sometimes it's not very popular. But we are lucky in Eurogerm to work like as an international group and have subsidiaries all over the world, and like that we can like work with all these different recipe and products and discover and learn and share with mm-hmm. people. So that awesome. Is awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so yeah. You do come from France. So let's talk a little bit about that. So okay. For the audience, you came from France to the US, I believe, about 2 years ago, was it? Two or three?
That's correct. I came here 2 years ago. 3 years ago, I sent a message to Romain. By the way, I say hi to Romain and thank you. He made the connection between us. Mm-hmm. So I sent a message on Instagram to Romain and say, "Hey Romain, I really would love to go to the US and work with you. Would you be okay with that?" And he looked up my profile and say, "You know what? Send me a resume." And mm-hmm. 1 year after, I was there. So it's
wow.
crazy.
That's amazing. And how'd your family feel about that, going to the States?
So to be honest, I think at first they were like a little bit sad because I was going to leave, you know, like my hometown and stuff like this. So of course I was not going to be able to see them as often as I was used to. Mm-hmm. But they're so happy. I'm like, I'm calling them every week and I'm sharing with them all my adventures, and they're really, really happy.
I'm sure they're proud of you.
Yes, they are. And also they have a lot of time for themselves because all their life they did a lot of sacrifice for me and my brother, mm-hmm. For us to have like good condition to learn, to do whatever we wanted to do. So now I'm really happy that I'm here and they can focus on themselves more and have fun.
Now, where are they? You mentioned in your town, you left your town. What is the name of your town, where you're from?
So it's called Roche-les-Blamont. So it's a town in eastern France, like maybe 5 miles away from Switzerland. So very east. 500 citizens, lot of cows, lot of horses.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
It is. As a kid, it's not as fun. It's not really fun because, you know, you want to hang out with your friends and you have to like take your bike and like ride for 5 miles to go to see your friends. But growing up, you realize that you're very lucky to be in that kind of place.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, when you're younger, you want to be in a city, you go out dancing, meet girls, you know, all that stuff.
Completely.
So you came to the U.S. and when you got here, working with Roman, and hello, Roman, by the way, I'm sure he's going to be listening. And also, did you jump right into pastry, and what did you bring with you? What was your strength on the pastry side from France?
My strength mm-hmm. was to be adaptable, like because I work in search. Different conditions in France. I worked in labs, production labs. I was a production baker. So I was waking up at 1 a.m. Till like 5, 6 p.m. sometimes, like 1 day of a week, sometimes 2 days of a month. So I used to work a lot, and that made me become very adaptable. Like mm-hmm. if I have a lot of work, I'm going to do it. That's okay. You know, I just go for it. And I didn't know what to expect when I came here, but I was fun with it because I knew I was traveling. I knew I was going to leave something great. So I think that was my best strength.
Got you. Well, I know you're obviously French trained. So you're great at your croissant, baguette, and all these different cool brioche. I love brioche. Maybe we'll talk about that a bit later. What is your favorite pastry to make, and what is your favorite pastry to eat?
Oh, so my favorite pastry to eat, I would say it's the Paris-Brest. I love that pastry so bad.
Oh, I do too. Wow.
Yeah. That's funny.
I know. That was one of the first ones I learned from Michel Berry many years ago. Yeah, with the praliné. Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. With the praliné, with some caramel, some silver almonds, shoe paste, mousseline cream.
It's amazing.
I've always loved this pastry. The difference of the texture between the shoe paste and the cream, and the taste of it, very nutty, very chocolatey. I love that.
Cool.
But to make would be the croissant, because it's a combination of different process. You have to understand the dough. You have to understand your ingredients. You have to pick the best ingredients. Of course, the butter is very important when you're making a croissant. It's gonna make a huge difference in your final product. So it's kind of technical to combine these very nice layers and this open crumb structure and this very nice taste, buttery taste. So it's challenging, but when you get there, it's very rewarding.
On your Instagram, you've got some beautiful photos of products or different, you know, pastry products. But I also noticed that you really love to teach children. You've got like little classes going on. How did you get started with that? And is that an official thing that you do, or something you just, you know, you like to help kids learn?
Yeah, it's not really official. So it's funny. I was running a lot. I'm running a lot, and I met some running friends, and I was the youngest of the group. And they were all having kids. So I was like, you know what? I can teach your kids if you want to, like for free, you know, in my free time, because I like that, you know, working with kids. It's very stimulating. It's very challenging. Sometimes it's exhausting, but it's just beautiful. So I do that as much as I can. So far I've done like maybe three, four classes with them. So it's kind of always the same group. It's going from 6 years old to 10, 11 years old. And I really like that. For some reason, I like to teach. I like to share my my knowledge. You know, I've been through a lot of things during my apprenticeship, and I want to share that with people.
You know, it is so cool to see. And these kids, you know, in the future, they'll never forget that this young, handsome Frenchman, you, was teaching them, you know, some different products. I mean, that's just so amazing for a kid to have into their life, you know.
I think it's a unique experience as an American kid to have a French baker who teach them how to make. We made some chocolate cakes, we made some rainbow cookies, a lot of this funny stuff. I think it's a unique experience. And I remember a friend who told me, I became a baker because when I was 10 years old, I've been part of a baking class for kids, and I've always remembered that, and that made me wanted to be a baker. So I was like, you know what, if I can inspire or like give some motivation to these kids, well, I'd be happy to help them then.
That's amazing. Hey, listen, you got, when we talked a little bit ago, you had taken off for, I think, Arizona on a kind of an adventure trip. What's going on with that? Well, you just like to hike, or what are you doing out there?
So yeah, I've been there because I've heard a lot about this place, about the energies coming from this place. So I was in vacation, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna book a flight and going there, because I love nature for sure. And down there, it was a solo trip and maybe the most beautiful experience of my life, because I was really solo. I was climbing this mountain, and while I was doing that, I realized a lot of stuff. Like, I really learned to love myself more, to enjoy my own company. You know, sometimes it's hard when you're on your own and you don't have a lot of friends around you. And I really learned that. So that was beautiful. Yeah, and beautiful mountains, beautiful landscapes, beautiful sky, stars.
Yeah, I saw some photos. It is amazing. Yeah, you know, when you're by yourself like that, it's very quiet, and you go really deep inside yourself. It's such a different experience. I did it once many years ago, hiking in Washington State, way up high, 2 to 3 days by myself, and you get this weird mix of loneliness and excitement and fulfillment and mystery. It's just amazing.
Exactly. And a lot of stuff happen, you know, like while you're doing that, you meet people. If you pay attention, what's happening around you, there's a lot of things I saw that deer and I was like just like few feet away from him and he was not afraid, and that was beautiful. You know, usually they're very afraid, or like I met some people, some guys like with great experience, with great life, and we talked together, and yeah, that was beautiful. That's the beauty of being on your own. Sometimes you can do whatever you want at your pace.
Well, you know, that deer, maybe that deer like French guys, you know, I don't know. The Americans are probably a little crazier, or maybe
I don't know. I don't know. He was eating some berries and he didn't care about me. So that was just funny.
That's so awesome. Well, you know, I had you and Roman do help me with a class on brioche a while back. Yeah. Now, would you share maybe a bit of information on how to make a brioche for the audience? Because people dig brioche. It's amazing.
So yeah, definitely. I have a recipe just here. This is a recipe I like to work with. There's a lot of different factor you want to take care of when you're making a brioche. First, I would say the ingredients, of course. So I'm gonna give you the recipe and then I'm gonna explain.
Okay.
So you'll need flour. Can I talk in grams?
Yeah, you can talk in grams. You can keep it simple. I'll tag this recipe to this podcast. I'll have it for people available, so you don't have to go so deep into that.
Okay, got it. So flour, 1,000 gram, eggs, 600 grams, sugar, 130 grams, honey, 20 grams, salt, 20 grams, yeast, 30 grams, butter, 500 grams, and sourdough, 100 grams. If you don't have the sourdough, you can just increase your yeast level at 50 grams for a kilogram of flour. Mm-hmm. So I used like I use honey because it's invert sugar and it gives you a softer bite in the brioche. And I think it's very important. And I use sourdough. I love to use sourdough for a lot of reasons, like for the flavors first, for sure. It gives like a nice and complex flavor profile to your brioche. You know, it brings some slight acidity to it. And also it increases the shelf life of the brioche. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it. So you have to pick your ingredients, your butter, your flour, take good flour, good butter, and you'll have a nice brioche. Long fermentation is very important as well. You can mix your brioche the day before, 24 hours process. It's perfect. Slow cooking as well, if you can afford it. Slow cooking like that, it's very nice, soft, moist inside.
I love that. You know, the honey, I haven't done the honey with it. I like that because it is an inverted sugar. And yes. I like how you described what it does for the softness. I'm going to give that a shot.
You have to try it.
Very nice. Well, we'll include this recipe on your show notes so people will have access to it. That's cool.
Perfect. You can use the honey in the croissant, a lot of different recipes if you want to increase a little bit the softness.
So let me ask you, let's say in a brioche, here in the U.S., there's a pretty high percent of, it can be a pretty high percent of sugar. Do you, if you want to use honey, do you back off all the sugar and replace with honey, or do you do a half and half, or how does that work?
So basically for 1 gram of sugar, I mean, honey is more sweet than sugar. So usually I use 15% based on the flour weight of sugar. So what I do when I use honey, I decrease a little bit the sugar and put some honey inside.
So what is next for you? What where do you see yourself going in the future?
That I don't really know because... I really love my life right now. I really love working for Eurogerm. I really love sharing my time with kids. During my journey, during my experience here, I meet awesome people and I do have very nice opportunities. So I'm really not worried about the future. I just let it go and see what happens, you know. It's been a year. I'm trying to work on a website to share my skills through tutorial videos. So it's kind of an ongoing project. It's not done yet because it's a lot of time, Patrick, I swear, between the recording, between everything.
Oh my God, editing is crazy, huh?
it takes a lot of time. But I do have my website, and like, if people want, they can contact me for anything, for an advice, for a class, whatever. I'd be happy to help.
Well, that's perfect. Why don't you share your website?
Oh, yeah,
and sure, your Instagram, because you got some cool stuff going on. So it'd be great to share that.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Patrick. Like right now, should I say?
Yeah, I'm going to include it on, we're going to post it too. But if you can,
Yeah,
just go ahead and tell the audience.
So my website is www.nicolasnainer.com. So Nicolas, NicolasNaynier.com. And my Instagram is my first name and last name, Nicolas Nainer, without the H.
Sounds good. Perfect. So I have one last question for you on pastry. If you were to go to another country and dig deep with a really great baker, what country would you pick?
That's a great question, Patrick. I heard that Italian people are very, very good with fermentation. They have they have their own food culture that I love really, really, really much. Mm-hmm. They do crazy stuff with sourdough. They do crazy stuff with fermentation. They have the panettone, which is for me one of the most complicated products in the bakery to make. So I think I would love to be trained by Italian people, definitely. And German people also, they have everywhere there, people have their own way to see bakery world, you know, they do their own recipe with their own local food. So there's beauty everywhere actually, but Italian, Germany. Yeah. These are two countries I would love to go to be trained.
Well, Nicolas, thank you. I want to thank you for joining me today.
Well, Patrick, thank you very much for having me. It's such a great opportunity for me to meet you. I saw you at this pizza show. That was great. I really like your energy. So thank you very much. And thank you to Roma for making the connection between us. Yeah, so my pleasure. And see you soon.
For all of you listening out there, Chef Special is part of the Believe Podcast Network. Check it out at Believe.com. And follow me on Instagram at Patrick Honeywell.